each of these trends are by themselves enough to set most doctors' stomach churning. Beginning this month, I want to take one of these trends and dive deep into the causes and remedies associated with them. As the year progresses, we'll work our way through the others one by one. First, I want to look at overhead, namely, the rising overhead. Is this always bad, seeing your overhead rise? I think most doctors understand that if they're going to see higher patient volume, the cost of doing business are going to go up. What upsets most doctors, however, is seeing a rising percentage of what they collect going toward overhead. That's a rising percentage that's the problem. So yes, it's going to cost more to process more patients, but shouldn't I get the same percentage of what I collect, even at a higher level? Well, the answer is yes and no. Hey, you knew I was going to say that, didn't you? Simply stated, if you're going to be seeing an ever greater percentage of your practice collections coming from associate doctors, then yes, you're going to be seeing your overhead percentage rise, and yes, to some degree, that's to be expected. But relative to everything else, you should not be seeing your percentage of profit go down because you're processing more patients. Too many doctors think that their overhead has gone up because they've gotten loose with their spending or that staff have become wasteful. And yes, that can cause your expenses to rise somewhat, but it seldom accounts for real overhead problems, and it seldom is a solution to address it. Your practice overhead, and thus overall profitability, has almost nothing to do whatsoever with what you spend. You heard me right. Think about it. If you're now spending $40,000 a month to practice, what's in that list of monthly expenses that you can do without or have less of? The answer is probably nothing. That's right. You need everything you've got to continue producing at your level. If you were to increase your production by, say, $10,000, wouldn't your current overhead picture change or improve dramatically? Of course it would. In fact, a $10,000 a month increase in practice gross, assuming spending does not increase, would change the overhead picture so dramatically that most practices would become highly profitable overnight. But no, the problem isn't just solved by increasing gross. Let's face it, most doctors would find that if they did increase their monthly production, that their overhead would increase by the same proportion. Overhead isn't a factor of what you spend or don't spend. It's a factor of how you practice. If there's a keyword that describes the path to profitability, that word is productivity. Too many doctors confuse this word with production. When you have an overhead problem, you don't need more production, you need more productivity. Production describes how much revenue your practice generates. Productivity describes how much revenue you generate from each capacity element of the clinic. The capacity elements are staff, space, equipment, and doctor speed. If you really want to be more profitable, you're going to have to learn how to get more from every aspect of the clinic. How do you get more production from your existing team, clinic space and equipment, and your doctor capability? Well, that's what we're going to talk about. I said that overhead problems don't come from spending, but instead from poor productivity. Let me help you create a profile for the profitable practice that you want to become. You'll quickly see why practice style is so much more important than just trying to work within a practice budget. You'll notice that with each of these overhead components, much more could be said. On future recordings, more detail will be included. But for the purpose of this recording, we want you to see the overall profitability picture of your practice. Let's look at these one by one. First of all, revenue source. In other words, where is the revenue in your practice coming from? Is it coming from other producers, or are you producing it? I realize that most people don't think of this as a leading profitability indicator, but it's exactly what it is. The most profitable revenue source is from the owner doctor's production. When you've decided to emphasize revenue sources other than the owner doctor, and you've done it prior to fully utilizing the owner doctor's productive capability, you've definitely made a move away from optimum profitability. Most of you have heard our monthly recording that introduced the productivity to utilization ratio. This measures the owner doctor's production against his or her available clinic time. For example, we know that an owner dentist can produce about $100,000 per month in restorative production, that is non-hygiene production. If it takes a doctor 80% of his or her time to produce $50,000 a month in restorative production, you know the doctor is clinically inefficient. A ratio of 100,000 to 100% would be ideal. That is 100% production or 100,000 a month from 100% of the doctor's available clinic time. Occasionally, we even find doctors with distorted productivity to utilization ratios. That is, they might be producing 100,000 a month while spending only 40% of their available clinic time to do it. That's not necessarily as good as it sounds. This is usually an indication that the doctor is overselling patients. Unless direct referrals are equally impressive, having a low utilization and extreme production are not necessarily desirable. When a doctor begins producing in the 90% range of possible production, it's time for them to consider an associate doctor. And there are many pitfalls and traps related to having the second doctor. If you've reached this point, I would suggest you access a former monthly recording we did entitled The Second Doctor Solution. The keys to doctor productivity are as follows. Number one, whenever possible, producing multiple units with patients, assuming, of course, that's the diagnosis and patients are so happy with your presentation and treatment that they're also referring patients in great numbers. Number two, your staff as patient educators. Number three, your staff as producers, making temporaries or whatever the law allows them to do that they're really qualified and trained to do. Number four, staff as schmoozers, comforters, and entertainers. Five, enough of the right equipment in every room. And six, getting faster, that is being willing to be challenged by your team to work a fuller schedule. All right, overhead profile component number two, staff productivity. On the surface, this overhead component sounds straightforward, but in fact, it's anything but straightforward. At first, you think of staff productivity in terms of how many staff it takes to process a certain number of patients. As we've said on previous recordings, it's not staff, but staff equivalents that count. See, some staff can comfortably do the work of two or three people. Others are worth less than one ordinary staff person.